It's Monday, December 26, 2011, under an overcast sky, high temperature 27 degrees Celsius with winds from the north at 25 kilometers per hour, and tonight the temperature drops to 22 degrees. The featured interview today is about the language of music, about saying something with music. From Italy come Ludovica and Paolo. Andrea talks with them, and they explain about a one-day workshop they're going to present. It's about composing together. It's about singing and playing for peace.
My name is Ludovica. Hi to everybody.
And what are you doing here in Auroville now?
Right now we are visiting Auroville after last year's show. We played in the Barat Nivas with the project Now, which was a very funny jugalbandi between a gypsy band from Rajasthan and a folk rock band from Italy called Nuove Tribù Zulu. Maybe some of you have been there last year and maybe you remember. Well, we came again to Auroville this winter to meet again the friends we met last year, and we are also trying to do something small or something with the children in the villages, and it's very nice that today we came with our friend Susmita, and she introduced us to the reality of the life and education center. Thank you. And so we met these very nice girls, and so we thought we could organize a workshop with them. And the plan is to meet next Thursday, the 29th, in the morning, and we'll bring our instruments with us and try to make some music together, introduce the girls to our instruments in a very, I'd say, spontaneous way, like trying to express something together, composing together something, which is something that the group has already done in the past in Italy with the gypsy communities in Italy, with the boys from Scampia, which is a suburb in Naples. And they did it also in South Africa. The project is called Song for Peace. And it's just about composing together with the boys, writing down their lines, putting them together, and making a song all together, which sounds difficult, but in the reality it's very easy, and it brings a lot of satisfaction, a lot of fun together with the children. I think it's very important for them to get in contact with musical instruments, first of all, because I think maybe it's not so usual for them to see instruments like the ones we play. I mean, because accordion and the bass, maybe it's not so easy to find them. So I think the first thing is to get in contact with these instruments. And secondly, I think it's nice for them to meet musicians and to discover together how really it can be easy to say something with the language of music. It's a very important thing to express yourself. And so this is just the thing. Music is a language, and sometimes if you're not used to it, you think, oh, it's only a professional musician that can do it. But it's not exactly like that. Music is something that we all have in ourselves. And in everyday life, it happens that you sing. And so it can be also easy to sing something by your own, something that you created. It's creativity, you know. It's easy. It's just a door. You have to open it. And I hope we will do it together.
On the 29th of December, an introduction is on offer on the spiritual dimension of Auroville, a one-day workshop presented by longtime Aurovillian Ayla, offering insights of the deeper level of the community, the visions and aims of Auroville, the evolution of consciousness, Sri Aurobindo and the Mother's teachings, and insights into this interworld yoga. This will be from 8:45 to noon and continues at 2 till 5 at Center Guest House in the Miriam Hill Center. Please call to register 262-2047. And an update on Matra Mandir around the new year. There will be no bonfire. There will be no early morning gathering at the amphitheater. But from 6 until 9 p.m., a meditative space in candlelight and silence under the banyan tree. And also on the 1st at the amphitheater, the bells of unity will be sounded for the new year, and all are welcome. Once again, the end of another full Oroville year, and during the transition to 2012, we remember those who left us this year. Fellow Orovillians Lucia, Tenzin, Bhavana, Alumalu, Tatiana, Anna Maria, here in Oroville through illness and or accidents. And abroad, those living abroad, Mark Aspi, Erica, Miriam, Sham Sundaran Pandi, Mia Berden in Holland. Finding a quiet moment during this time of festivities to relive the fond memories of these people, holding them up in our hearts and thanking them for having been here with us. A moment of remembrance. An aphorism from Sri Aurobindo. Chance is not in this universe. The idea of illusion is itself an illusion. There was never illusion yet in the human mind that was not the concealing and disfigurement of a truth. Mother comments that what Sri Aurobindo is saying is that the world is real, it's only our perception of it that's false. We've been listening to Oroville Radio on microphone Marlanka, in studio Yahalom, Andrea, Miriam, and Gilles. Direct your comments and queries to oroville radio.org. We thank you for listening.